Five Ways to Give in the Relationship with God, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, generally, the bhakti yogis are engaged in five different ways. 1. Shanta bhakt, engaged in devotional service in neutrality. 2. Dasya bhakt, engaged in devotional service as servant. 3. Sakhya bhakt, engaged as friend. 4. Vatsalya bhakt, engaged as parent. And 5. Madhurya bhakt, engaged as conjugal lover of the Supreme Lord. In any of these ways, the pure devotee is always constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord and cannot forget the Supreme Lord, and so for him the Lord is easily attained.
Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, 8.14 purport.
The recommendation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to chant the names of Hari. Not only is a person supposed to hold on to the names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the engagement should be continuous. Like a waterfall or fountain. Like a river rushing in a certain direction. Like the steady sunlight over a given place. Like the tree that provides continuous shade over the area directly underneath it.
Trinad api sunichin. Taror iv sahishnuna. Amanina mandin. Kirtaniya sada hariya.
Quote, one who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor yet is always prepared to give all respect to others can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 17.31.
Upon hearing the recommendation, a person may ask what they stand to gain. What is the purpose? What will this practice produce? Is there a positive destination on the other side? How soon will the impact be made? For the person who is already immersed in bhakti yoga, well situated and properly adjusted in consciousness, the question of gain is a little difficult to answer. This is because the thought process is reversed. There is no thought of gain. There is nothing to be extracted from the other side. Rather, the devotee only wants to give, in a mood befitting the relationship. 1. As a neutral observer.
God, you are so great. God, you are so amazing. As Hari, no one can be better at taking away. You are the most beautiful. You have those wonderful ornaments decorating your transcendental body, but these are not necessary. They increase in splendor due to association with you, who are the source of all effulgence, Tejas.
Na tat bhasyate suryo. Na shashanko na pavaka. Yad gatva na nivartante. Tad dham paramam mam.
Quote, that abode of mine is not illumined by the sun or moon, nor by electricity. One who reaches it never returns to this material world.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 15.6.
2. As a servant.
To wherever you command, I will go. However you want me to behave, I will follow. I certainly cannot live up to the standard of someone like Sri Hanuman. My skills do not compare to Arjuna, the great bow warrior of the Pandava family. I am neither as reliable or as swift in flight as Garuda, who can travel from Vaikuntha. But I will try my best. I will serve for 100 years, if necessary. As Lakshman agreed to take commands from your avatara of Sri Rama, in building the hut in Panchavati, so I will never reach an end in carrying out my work for your benefit.
Parvanasme kakutsthatvai varshashtam sthite. Svayam tu ruchire deshe kriyatamiti mavad.
Quote, O Rama, for as long as you shall stand before me, even if it be for 100 years, I will always remain your servant. Therefore you should be the one to choose a beautiful and appropriate place for the cottage. After you have selected a spot, please then command me to start building.
Lakshman speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand, 15.7.
3. As a friend.
Let's go to the field today. We will have good fun playing. You won the last time, but today things will be different. I will turn the tables. You will have to admit inferiority in front of everyone. Actually, the outcome does not matter much. We are here for each other. There is no place I would rather be.
4. As a parent.
You must eat something. I have prepared this offering just for you. I took into account the kinds of dishes you prefer. I am not so skilled in cooking, but I tried my best. If this dish is not up to your taste, I will try again. You cannot proceed hungry. How will you have enough strength to carry on, to stand tall in your duties on a given day?
5. As a lover. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani and the gopis of Vrindavan. They love Krishna no matter what. They desire only his association. While they are separated physically, the emotional attachment remains. They are willing to risk degradation of name and reputation within society, as long as Krishna is happy. Whether Krishna curses them or speaks flattering words, they will remain in the same position. This is the embodiment of pure devotion. Instead of asking what God can do for me, I am always looking to serve. This aligns with the constitutional position, with the Dharma of the living entity, who is part and parcel of Krishna. In closing, not in distance standing afraid, while trembling commands obeyed. God meant for service giving, aligns with constitutional living, like his glories always singing, or delicious offerings bringing, as servant read to strike, or friend sharing interests alike.